Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Extended rest for the month of September 2018 is brought to you today by patreon.com/DANDR. That's where we put all of our bonus content. We've been uploading all kinds of stuff from Dragon Con, and we're just about to start uploading lots and lots and lots of video. That's also where you find bonus content, Living in Theria, character chats, all kinds of stuff. And speaking of which, there is a survey attached to this episode in the description that you can take to help us shape our Patreon content for the coming year. Every year we take stock, see how satisfied you guys are with it, or if you're not satisfied, write it down in the survey. Let us know. That's how we help change our Patreon and grow it each year. Thank you guys so much, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. This month's extended rest, is going to be really, really laid back, guys. Really informal. We're just chatting. That's all. I'm Jason. I'm normally the Dungeon Master, and normally the host of extended rest, but tonight we're just going to be talking. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Starting with Susan.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yep,
wasn't prepared. I'm Susan. Maddie, Erilev, this arc. Okay, cool.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Guys, I gotta go. Bye.
It'll be a real laid-back extended rest. Yeah.
Some of us have already started drinking. It's great.
I'm really not used to being first.
and Brie.
Hi, I'm Brianna. I'm typically on Group C, but for this live session, I played Ember Baharat.
And Xavier.
Hi. I'm Xavier, and I normally play Donovan on Group A, and I have portrayed Mr. Page on the live game.
Hey. Let's see. Jasper?
Oh, yeah. Normally, I am on Group C as Merrick Ethelred. But for the live game, I was Kendara Theta, jerk assassin.
Oh, we get to talk about all kinds of cool stuff tonight. I can't wait. Okay. So, Rob couldn't be with here. With here? Fuck me. I need to start drinking. Rob couldn't be with us here tonight. But we have two people who, without their hard work and effort, there wouldn't have been a live stream. There wouldn't have been a live show, probably. And that's Ryan.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I play Varys Alder, the half-elf intern.
I love it.
Stick with that for now.
Yeah, own it.
And Ian!
Hey, I'm Ian. I played stressed out, sweaty guy behind the camera at the live show, and I play Ian Duncan on Extended Rest.
That took me a second. That took me longer than I want to admit. Oh, God. So we got a number of questions from listeners and stuff, and I want to get to them, but let's start with an easy one. Now that it's been a couple of weeks where we've adjourned from Dragon Con, we're all done. How are you guys feeling? Like, how do you feel about the whole process? Is there something that's been nagging at you that you would have done differently if you had to do it all over again? Is there something you want to try and do next year? How you feeling?
I want to go back.
Yeah, me too.
Dude.
Out of the blues. Yeah. I kind of want all of our episodes to be recorded like that.
Yeah.
With a live it was really, audience. Yeah, it had an electricity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been living in denial for like 2 weeks. Like the we're still there, guys. Everything's great. And then you jump in that first Skype call, and it's like you're thousands of miles away. Like,
but the table does all the math, so it's worth it.
It's a good trade-off, actually.
That was the hardest part about making those videos, of just staring at those images for hours upon hours and just knowing it's like, yeah, it's going to be another year.
Who's bought their ticket for next year already?
Me.
Yay.
I'm close.
Wait, what? Ryan, I thought you did.
I didn't do it because I was going to be putting money down on the actual hotel. But then we had to change plans on that, so.
So you're not coming, is what you're saying. You're not coming.
Yes.
No, I, nope.
No, he's done. Coming, he's just not staying. Not doing it again. Staying anywhere. Okay. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping under an overpass.
Dude, man, you gotta pinch that penny every now and then.
Honestly, I feel like there's so many nooks and crannies in America's Mart or whatever it's called. Like, you could probably sleep in a wall somewhere fine.
You could squirrel away in a bathroom stall.
Like a really nice place, yeah.
I've seen people sleep anywhere.
Yeah. You could pretend to be a mannequin in those little displays through the walkways that connect the American Mart.
Oh, that place is so creepy.
It's weird. You'd totally fit right in. Like, it would be totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, not just sleep in my car or something, but
no. You have to.
They also have in the Westin. They have stairs that you can go down, but not up. That I think I'm the only one who's ever used them.
Wait,
we call that an escalator. Oh.
I mean, technically, you can go up.
One-way stairs.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, if you go fast enough, you can.
But like, you leave the floor and the door like shuts behind you, and there's a bunch of signs. They're like, you can only get out on floor 8 or floor 4, but only on floor 8. It's very confusing. I sent Jason a picture where it's like, get out on floor 8, and then there's another picture that's like, get out on floor 4. I'm just stuck in the stairs. I can't.
Find yourself on the roof, and you're like, guys.
Than the elevator.
Before we delve into like questions and nitty gritty stuff, I want to get the schmaltzy, sappy stuff out of the way. Firstly, obviously, thank you to everyone who came out and supported us, and thank you to the street team for helping to spread the word. And
Nice. They were fantastic.
They were insane. That level of dedication, like it really helped us out.
They helped fill that room.
Yeah,
for sure. Because there were so many people that had never heard of the show before.
Absolutely not. Had no idea. Thank you to Susan for printing everything out.
Oh, yeah.
I just pressed print.
Yeah, but like,
it's okay.
It was more than that. You put things in binders and stuff. It was really, it was really helpful. Honestly, it would have been worse without that because I was already having trouble with math on stage, and I think I was not prepared for that. I have never felt so much like a doofus.
No, but it just seemed like you were doing a bit, like Val. To answer, what's
this
math?
Val already wants to correct all of us all the time anyway, so it's like, yes, let's incorporate that.
Don't admit to it. Cut this part out. It was a bit, Jason.
How many was there? Okay, real quick question. Was there anybody who kind of, realized partway through, I don't think this is for me?
The live game, you mean?
Yeah, just for like in the middle of the live game, you're like, oh no, I don't like to play in front of a crowd.
Oh, no. It was the opposite for me. I was like, I'm back.
Yeah.
The glory of the stage.
Yeah, everyone really seemed in their element, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm. I want to try to tackle some of this chronologically. Ian, what was it like kind of setting things up? Because while, for those of you who don't know, you're out there listening, before the live show, we all kind of huddled together in the hotel room upstairs, and we kind of had like a let's do this rah-rah team moment. And then I think we all figured, okay, we're all going to grab a bunch of stuff. We're going to go down there and set up. What ended up happening was we got there, what, like about a half hour before we were supposed to be live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, right when we could.
Yeah, and everything kind of started not falling apart, but...
No, falling apart's pretty accurate.
Okay. So run from... Okay, I'm aware that things were not going well for you, but at the same time, I'm not only dealing like I'm talking to Patrick and Ginger, who are out there keeping the crowd calm, but DragonCon TV showed up and just started. It's like, yeah, we're gonna start setting up interviews and record. It's like we have to be live in 15 minutes, and they're like, yeah, we're just gonna stick around and it's like okay, so I couldn't. Like, not that I would have been much help, but, like, I could... So what was it like on your end? What was going on?
It was... I don't even remember. It was a blur of adrenaline, basically. Like, I went in there with all that gear to the panel that was going on previously.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like, be ready. So I had all my gear ready to go. And, like, I was, like, slowly inching up to the front of their panel. Like, I didn't want to start setting up equipment and being disruptive or whatever. Right. But I was, like, slowly, like, whenever they were like, all right, thanks for coming, just, like, boom, like, here we go. Then it's go time. But, yeah, we had, like, we needed an audio technician to get us another mic and another table, like, basic stuff. And those people weren't around until... literally like a half an hour before we were supposed to go live, and right. We had cameras to set up, sound equipment to set up, like not to mention like the layout, like where you guys were actually going to be playing and like you putting your stuff there, you know, like making sure that the game could be played in addition to all the technical stuff. So yeah, it was half an hour was not enough time, and then here comes the DragonCon TV people like, oh hey, now we're here. What?
That was, I mean, it was super nice of them, obviously, because they didn't have to cover any of it. And I guess that was a result of the emails?
I think so. But what was weird is the last time we had talked to them, they were like, hey, we're going to try and cover you guys to do something if we can. And then before DragonCon, it was like, oh, you know what? There's going to be a panel that's going on, so we're not going to be there.
Right.
So I wasn't expecting any DragonCon TV people to show up because they had basically said, like, there's another panel that our people are going to be at. So it was a surprise all around.
Right. And they showed up like, okay, we're here for that agreed upon time that we're going to – I had no idea. And That's another thing. Like, Ian was kind of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes, sending emails to people months in advance, trying to get internet, trying to get answers, trying to get a whole bunch of stuff. And then you managed to get, like, secret internet access for us while we were at the con.
Oh, yeah. I charmed the hell out of that hotel staff. I turned it up to 11, baby. Which isn't saying much, but I did what I could.
Everybody who was on the panel got interviewed by DragonCon TV, right? I think they pulled me and Brie in first, and then they pulled everyone else in right after.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How was that?
That was fun. It was fun to do. I don't think I've ever been interviewed by any means before, so it was kind of like a neat little thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was basic questions that we've answered, I don't know, like on at least 8 different mailbags on our own show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it felt kind of like the routine, like a script that we were all saying. But it was nice. Everyone has had something different to say, like about different aspects of the show, what we liked about the show, where we came from. Like, we were all listeners before, except for Rob, who's like the only remaining original forming member, so that was it was neat.
That's right. At the end of it, they were like, okay, thanks, everybody. You stay for a minute, Rob. And it was like, okay. Bye. I don't know what they did. I don't know if it was like, here's your money or no idea.
I think that was the moment that he showed off his dice.
Yeah.
There's a thing in the thing where they're like, which dice are you using? And I was like, God damn it. Not God damn it, like I'm mad at them, just like, why has it always come down to dice with this group? And every time we were in the vendor's hall, it was like, I'm going to come on some dice. I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. They're just dice. Calm down.
That's how you get them to roll 20s. Did everyone come on their dice? Did everyone get to pass it to them?
I'm married. I can't crit anymore.
Oh, man.
I've just never had that dice lust that I feel like everyone else on the cast, including Jason, has.
Well, it is the physical representation of our hobby, right? Like, that's the, it's the shorthand. Like, a D20 is like the, it's like, oh, yeah, that's D&D. Even though that's used for, like, 500 other RPGs, like, that's synonymous with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it started for D&D. Everything else is a ripoff. Everything is a ripoff. I've got a bunch of dice too. Like, I can't help. I've got so many, like, just everything. And I just go in every year to Chessex and just grab a bunch of shit.
Just hand buy it. Money.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only bought a few for the life game and I didn't end up using them anyway. But I did, because I'm not into the dice collectible, or like I'm like you, Bree, on that, except for the ones we got from our sponsors that are like the metal dice with the
you mean nice, easy roller.
I was about to say it because I didn't forget.
Yeah. I know, but they're still good guys, like they're
and good dice.
And they're really dice. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I came on those, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I came on Xavier's.
Yeah.
I have that set, and I have the little tiny D20 that Jasper gave me. It's on my necklace.
Oh, yeah. I still have that one too.
I treasure that one, but like I don't need any more. Like, I have my dice. I've just never been like, I'd buy a cool like dragon figurine or something before like more dice. I don't hate anyone who does. It was just good to know. A weird thing.
I guess I have to rethink your Christmas present this year. That's fine. No big deal.
Giant dice.
You have time.
I was going to ask you guys, did you purchase anything to like prep for the session? Because I brought crap tons of dice because I had all kinds of like little, not nightmares, but like little like, oh God, what if we go to roll dice and there's not enough, or there aren't, and like it's just that thing of like, what if I forgot something and it's one of the basic building blocks?
I did. I bought like 8 little round tokens for my key points, so I could like have a nice little visual representation of like my little stack of unused points, and I just like pick them out. And then I got 2 really large, bright yellow D8s for my inspiration die that I just wanted to give to a player so that they would like see it and be reminded of it and then just roll that die for the inspiration. But then, you know, I only had 1 round of combat. Not a lot of time to use all that stuff.
Badasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a nice souvenir.
Oh, totally. Let's talk about combat and just the general life. That did not go the way I thought it was going to go.
It didn't sound like it.
Well, like, not in a bad way, because I still think it was a fun session. If it were to have fallen flat, I think that would have been, I think it would have been way worse. But I didn't expect, like, a comedy session. I don't know if you guys had expectations going in, or, like...
I swear, I assumed that it was going to be, like, 30 evil, super serious cult members,
mm-hmm.
like with half a dragon already reincarnated, like in the middle of everything. Right. So I was expecting to walk in, probably die within the first round or two, and you know, be a force ghost or something after that.
Honestly, I was like prepared to apologize to everyone because I was thinking that same thing, like 30, 40 people we're going to fight against and then a dragon. And then like Aerolip's like, well, I have to get out of here and like bail and like leave everyone behind. And like I was prepared for that. I was prepared to be like, oh God, like this can be a total party wipe.
Yeah. I anticipated it going dark.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Like with all three Grimnesses there, and again, like I said it 1,000 times before it went in, but I'm like, oh man, one of the Grimnesses is gonna die, and for some reason in my bones I feel like it's Valis. And I wasn't prepared for that. And instead everyone was just cool. Valis got to grab onto somebody with his bear thing finally. It's been a while.
Yeah.
With that stupid weapon.
Oh, I love that.
That I know in my heart Judzia makes fun of him for.
That's one of those married couple things where I'm sure that like he knows practicality wise it's terrible, but he's like, I'm gonna use it anyway. Like it's that kind of thing now. Or it's like it's still good. Like that type
of thing. Saved your life.
Yeah, yes. I thought it was going to be, if you go back and watch the thing, like I'm even setting it up like, okay guys, bring it in, like campfire story stuff. And then instantly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's that live show energy, you know, cause I kind of had the opposite kind of thing. I was like, this is going to be fun. Like people want to come and watch some live D&D to like have fun. And like, I was listening to like Bree, like, I'm sorry if I'm going to cry on this thing. And I was like, oh, my God, don't cry. No bummers. Like, don't make this a bummer.
See,
like,
I didn't know you were thinking
are
that.
People are going to come here to want to, like, have a good time. And if it's, like, a total bummer, it's going to – then it'll fall flat.
Right. And I didn't go into it thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a real tearjerker. But it's like I wanted to take it all seriously and stuff. I think we still did take it seriously, but we presented it in a way different way than we – like, if that were a pre-recorded episode, I do not think it would have been like that.
Yeah.
Likely no NPCs named Zaboomafoo.
Right. Yeah. Probably not.
And I think that's something that, like, every other time in DNR's history where we've built up to a big moment, I think it has been, like, either dark or, like very emotional. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just what we were all preparing for, because it's like, oh, it's a big session, which means something terrible is going to happen, or something, like, beautiful but, like, poetic and sweet is going to happen, or, like, because I'm not going to discount things like the wedding episode and things like that. Those are also big moments. But all the big moments in DNR history are, like, the sad or the terrifying or the beautiful. Right. And all the jokes that we tell on DNR, and there are a lot of them, those aren't big moments. That's just, like, silliness in between the big moments.
Right.
So when we think about, there's going to be a live game, it's going to be a huge moment, we don't think about it like, it's going to be so funny and fun and fun.
Yeah.
We think like, oh, big moment, DNR, scary, bad, or
sad. Get your role-playing chops up.
Right. Yeah. And I think that for next year, we definitely won't do that. Like, we'll know.
It depends. Because definitely what we don't have control on is the crowd's participation, and like Jason was just giving establishing the scene, and just in those few sentences, people were I don't want to use the word heckling, but just like tagging along, just people were chiming in and like joking with, and I think that's the nature of just playing live at a con. I don't think we. It would be hard. We would need to work extra hard to do something dramatic or more serious and more grounded, just because we'd always, maybe not always, but maybe people would catch on to it at some point. But at least in the beginning, people are going to try to make jokes and stuff like that. And I think that could be very hard to just like ground yourself.
Yeah.
I don't see the reason that something like that would need to be so serious. I think, I honestly think it was exactly right for the room. I didn't know what it was going to be like, but it ended up being, well, of course, like there's going to be people in the audience who are going to be smiling, you know, at least internally, emotionally, like, oh, I'm in this thing. It's exciting. And instead of like getting ready for this deep emotional thing, they're having fun with us.
Right.
And instead of it going dark, it just became I guess I'd call it lighthearted canon, right? And it was completely right. I think it worked.
Yeah.
You guys really read the room too, like super well. I think, and that's like not that, like that's a skill, you know, that's difficult. Like, I think especially if you were going in like, oh no, this is going to be a big DNR moment. You know, we're going to have to really bring our role playing stuff to it, yeah. and then everything like on a dime in seconds, things are changing, and you're just like boom, boom, boom. Everyone like reading the room, so good, you know, like. It was amazing to watch you guys do that.
I was going to say, I don't think that it's impossible to do like the dramatic or the like intense role play, because there was even little bits of that, like shining through, like the Grimnesses all finally having a conversation
that was
about
so
Overwatch.
Good. Yeah, that was
and
so
like
good.
Ember
yeah.
fucking driving that sword Ooh. To the back of that guy's spine.
I love
like
that moment.
That wasn't funny. Like, it was kind of funny at first. It was like, oh god damn it, it's my turn, really? And like, I made a joke out of that because we all knew it was coming. But like, you can still do those moments. I just don't think that the show can be built upon those moments as easily. Mm-hmm. Or like, mm-hmm. like you can go to a play in real life and know in your heart that it's not going to be a comedy, and like right. everyone still goes to it. So I think it's partially that, partially reading the audience. I don't think anything went poorly. I think it all was a great balance of just like, this is a funnier episode than usual. Yeah.
I've only seen a couple of people say something like, it's like, that wasn't what I was expecting. It just disappointed me, that type of thing. Cause it wasn't the big, like, obviously when we were making the trailer and setting things up and putting the little seeds and Easter eggs and stuff in the show, we thought it was going to be kind of like one of the crossover episodes, or in my head, yeah. that's what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And then within seconds, like Ian said, we're sitting there and within, you know, a couple of seconds of us starting, it's like, oh wait, this is, and you mm-hmm. you could either fight against the crowd and kind of swim upstream like a salmon, or you could just kind of like let it go, and it's like, you know what, look, we're going to treat the moment as serious, but outside of this, like, we're just going to have some fun. And if you think about it, I did like an autopsy in my head of the thing, and I'm like, okay, well, 3/4 of the crowd had no idea who we were, so they're not invested in these characters quite yet. Yeah. And then it's Saturday night starting at 8:30, which means these people aren't going out to party. They're chilling here to, like, have fun and relax on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it all just kind of – it was a perfect storm of, like, oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Like Jasper was saying, it's like, duh, of course.
And I think there's a huge difference. Like, I've played some D&D where people just want to make jokes and didn't care. And that's not what this was. It was like, we're still in Theria. We still yeah. care about our characters. Yeah, we still want to play our characters. We're not going to be so goofball that no one cares anymore. And I think that's
a really cool balance. It wasn't a cartoon. Yeah. Right. It wasn't a cartoon story. The story was really going on. It was just that we were all sort of together with the absurdity of how things were going down. Because honestly, all of our characters were such high level that they were actually doing really good shit.
Yeah.
But it was like ridiculous to think about it, right? And we were just all smiling and having a good time together. And that's how it felt to me. So I don't know. I feel like it was
hybrid.
Totally, yeah. Totally. Yeah, oh, it was also including the audience so many times.
That was fucking smart, Jason. Mm-hmm.
That was really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it was a really successful show. And the people that were there loved it. For people that have heard it on the stream or something and maybe it wasn't what they were expecting, my advice would be come out to Dragon Con because you'll have a great fucking time watching it next time because it was good.
Yay. Yeah, it was
and
nuts.
The people and everyone loved it.
Yeah, I haven't posted it to the Dropbox because my phone's shit, but I filmed the how long people were cheering. And I started filming like 30 seconds after they had been cheering after we were done. It lasted for like a full 2 minutes, guys.
It's kind of insane.
Of cheering afterwards. Like, it was insane.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I, obviously, like, Dragon Con's the big thing we go do each year. And each year, like, we wanted to get a little bigger. Like, between the awesome listener meetup, which that was the best one we've ever
so
done.
Cool.
That was so cool. We want to do things even bigger next year and kind of prep for it, because if we know there's going to be that kind of turnout, it's like, okay, we can't bank on just taking over a floor of this place next year. Like, we got to get ready. But we know that Rush told us on a GMT we were recording, next year's theme is bards. So I already kind of got an idea. It's like, oh, next year's going to be built in silly. Like, we're going to, like, fun story stuff, but it won't be presented with that sort of weight. And I think people will know kind of what to expect going in.
I nominate Alex Herrera.
Everyone's going to pay for your ticket, Alex.
Yeah. I offered this year. It's like, dude, I bet we can get something going. And he's like, no, I did this to me. Like, he was very kind of like down about it. And I'm like, you can't really help it, man.
He's becoming a superhero.
I'd like to thank Alex for not being able to do it so that I was able to be on the panel this year. But I know that this was not something I can count on again, but I really want Alex to be up there, so thanks.
Speaking of which, did anyone listen to the GMT yet? Like, it was posted like yesterday, so, and
I haven't
no, like, people shouldn't even listen to GMT anyway, it's all garbage, but...
Wow!
I don't know why I was mean.
Spent 3 hours on that!
I was there. We talked to Rush for a while, and he said it on the GMT, so I think I can say it here, too. He told us what next year's theme for the Table Talk track is going to be. It's going to be bards.
What?
Jason just said that.
Like, I can't believe that.
Wait, did I totally miss you saying a thing?
Apparently you just don't listen to me speak. I thought we were business partners, but yeah, I not only said that, but we talked about it for 5 minutes.
No, guys, you don't understand.
But wait, wow. Did you guys talk to Rush at some point?
I hate you guys recorded GMT? Like,
We should talk to Rush at some point. And also, we should see if he can maybe do something with bards.
That's a good idea. I never thought about bards.
I have never felt so snubbed and ignored. This is not the first time this has happened either.
Wow.
I'm starting to take
the
it
last
personally.
10 minutes of what we talked about. What are you doing, Bree?
Your penance is you're going to have to edit this episode and cut in like a rewind sound effect back to exactly when Jason said.
Yes, exactly right before the thing you said. I needed to use the restroom and I didn't want to interrupt.
You don't take your computer and stuff in the bathroom when you play? That's what I do.
Mike is very big.
I have a terrible computer, and I'm sorry, Jason.
It's fine.
I think I even did the thing. I sat back down. I laughed with the group about something, and now I'm looking back. I bet it was about bards. I'm garbage. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I'm sorry.
Can You're we talk great. About a thing?
We're just busting your balls.
Yeah.
So, okay. Obviously, Dragon Con was a multi-day event. It's big and huge, and people like Rob could only be there for one day, but I think it was the best day, obviously. Like, he got to do the listener meetup and a couple of panels, and we did the live show and stuff. Jasper, sadly, had to fly out to London and do work stuff, you know. Do his Mad Men thing.
Yeah. We won the pitch, though.
I know! You guys are fucking awesome!
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to talk about something.
You get free pianos.
You get free free grand pianos. Yeah. Covered in diamonds. So you did replace Alex on this panel. And I told the group about that, like, the second you were in a plane. I'm like, hey guys, come here. Like, because we had done the panel, and it was like, okay, everything's awesome. We're just gonna blow off steam. So we were playing Betrayal at Baldur's Gate.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that was so fun.
Mm-hmm. I went out and I bought that game immediately after returning because I had so much fun.
Did you? Oh, God. Yeah. Dude, we got to play that. Maybe we can play it at Jamie's Halloween party or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys coming to LA?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's good. Okay. We'll talk about that another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that session could have went a very different way if the plan you originally had, Jasper, went into...
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody about it?
Well, it wasn't so much a plan as
a thought.
Just a potential context. So what I originally was thinking whenever this character was created was, look, I'm creating an assassin. And the reason was, like, I wouldn't normally play an assassin. Usually that's just kind of crap in a party because you can't do that for long, right? It's just there's no reason for it to happen. But in this case, it was perfect because it was about assembling a team to go, like, take care of it. And, you know, why not? There's an assassin who's really good at killing people. Great. And let's just take care of it. But what I was intending to happen was to have Kendara be part of the cult. And towards, you know, basically he had infiltrated whatever needed to be infiltrated in order to become part of this team. And effectively, when everybody got there, it was going to end up being that he would end up turning on everybody if needed, right? So his mandate was don't blow your cover unless you absolutely have to, no matter what happens. You know, if you have to kill cult members in the middle of everything for them to believe that you're part of their team, then do it. But at some point, if they're going to get to that scroll, you turn. You know, you make sure it doesn't happen. But I just kept thinking, that's just too complicated for this. Like, it's truly like it would be interesting if this were like a mini arc, you know, in the real show. Not that it's not the real show, but you know what I mean? Like playing sessions like for weeks at a time where this could end up unfolding. Kind of like, you know, Merrick and being a werewolf or something like that, where it's like, maybe this is a thing, maybe it's not. But in this case, I was just like, you know what? We're going to be playing for a couple of hours. Kendara's basically a red shirt anyway. Coming into this potentially, and I just felt too complicated about it. But anyway, the point was I kind of wanted there to be this moment of holy crap and then him sort of turning on everybody. But I don't know. I didn't want to make it about me either.
So. Jasper, I think we were talking right after the show, you and I was like, I thought that you were going to be like an assassin who's going to try to kill Aerilyph, because Aerilyph has assassins after her. So I was like,
ooh, right. That would have been good too.
Well, yes. So Aerilyph
like
was
hitting on Aerilyph constantly.
It was all a ruse.
Or something. I'm not even sure it's hitting on, but just like ugh. Stop.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah, yeah. Like, stop what you're doing. But we talked
both
about that.
Both of my
like,
brothers
right
here,
yeah,
yeah. And they're badasses. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, if I get, I'll be super sincere about what his motivations are. He's doing that because he's trying to needle everybody else. It really has nothing to do with Aerilyph. It's mm-hmm. completely like him. He's just a jerk. He's just.
No, I think we got that.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
I came across. Good role playing.
That was good, yeah. Because it's kind of a 180 for Merrick. Merrick's usually pretty sincere and genuine,
yeah.
And nice,
right? Yeah. So I mean, that was I had to do something, right?
No, and that was you and I talked about it on Skype once or twice, and then that went all the way up till I'd say like an hour before showtime. You and I left to go get something. And everyone was in the hotel room, and we left. And, like, as we stepped into the elevator, it's like, it was like a, you know what it was? It was like a fucking scene at a Goodfellas or something like that. Because the way you referred to it, it's like, you remember that thing we talked about? Never mind. Never mind. Like, it was just, like, it wasn't any more detailed than that. It's like, simple nod.
Yeah, the thing, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Wait, so Jason, did you have any thought around that anyway, or were you sort of like waiting to see if something happened? But did you have any part of your prep for the story?
Oh yeah,
ready for that kind of.
Because I couldn't like the second we talked about it, it's like okay, so like I'm thinking about motivations and stuff like that. So like there might have even been a couple of those guys who were waiting, and now, like, they're waiting for you to spring into action, and it just never happened. Like, it's that on my end, maybe they're thinking, it's like, don't worry, we got a guy on the inside. Oh, God, that guy on the inside's inside me! Like, it's just that type of thing as you're slashing.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's knife, you know.
I'm glad we cut those parts out, though.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, keep it paperwork. Yeah.
Well, sorry for making you go to so much trouble.
No,
but it just
dude.
Felt like it wasn't the right thing to do.
No,
like
I you know what? I think it would have sucked that night. Even if that would be a cool moment, that
well,
crowd...
It wouldn't have worked.
Well, it could have. Like...
In another life...
Here's the thing.
I've done that before, where, like, I made a character... like, Santos, to start with, was so goddamn complicated. Like, there was a cult, and there was all this other... And then
she had
eventually,
one arm.
Yeah, she didn't have an arm at one point because I had watched an anime, and that happens. People don't have arms all the time in anime.
Hell yeah.
But, like...
No arm crew.
Yeah. I want, like, the Shishomaru moment of, like, putting on, like, a dragon's arm. Anyway, that's not Yu Yu Hakusho. I don't think anyone loses their arms in Yu Yu Hakusho. I might be wrong. But, no, I totally relate to the whole, like, you think about this character for so long that eventually you're... It's like painting or something, and then you step back, and you're like, did that even work?
Yeah.
I should just stop. Or it's like in The Devil Wears... No, it's in Ugly Betty, where they say you should always take off your last accessory before you leave the house.
That's totally true. Totally true.
Yeah, exactly, because otherwise you're not going to have a coherent look, but if you remove your last accessory, then that's probably a great outfit.
I'm going to add one more ridiculous analogy here. I'm a designer. It's really, really easy as a designer to throw things on a page or throw things on a website or whatever it is. You can put stuff everywhere, but real design doesn't start until you start pulling things away and taking things away. That's the hard part. So it was actually really hard for me to have this idea about Kendara and to finally say, you know what, that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That's why it was like an hour before. I was like, right. No, it's not going to work. So it's hard. It was hard.
Can you guys kind of describe the energy when we were all meeting up in the hotel room? Because we have like 10 people in that tiny room? It's not a tiny room, but like with 10 people in it.
Yeah. All right. Imagine 10 complete dorks, right?
Uh-huh.
And Jasper.
Yeah. And Jasper the cool dad.
Cool dad looking after us.
Cool dad.
Right. Totally. That's funny.
Oh, my
next door neighbor always sees me in the morning and he says, hey, cool dad.
That's true.
He's right, damn it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So imagine, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but this is the energy. Imagine you take those dorks and you keep them up for like 48 hours and then get them like 6 Red Bulls and then tell them you're going to do something bad to them in an hour and leave them in a room alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fairly accurate.
That was it.
Because it's like we were all like amped up and nervous as hell, but we're all still friends. So we were talking each other through it. Like one person would have like a breach of confidence and the person to their left would comfort them. And then that person would have a break of confidence. And then the person to their left would comfort them. It was just a big comfort circle of like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't believe that. So someone say that to me now.
what was good, but ended up being weird was that we were all naked. And
right.
Yeah.
Which is very freeing.
Yeah. But it was very, like a lot of connection.
Yeah, I was gonna say you got all the ingredients for an orgy. You just got to put the recipe together.
Yeah,
from cool dad to cool daddy.
Oh no!
But everyone had their own like energy to it. It was nice. Like everyone was dealing with it a different way. You had the very calm ones. Excuse me. Really calm ones like James just lounging on the bed.
Yeah. James didn't have to. He was like, he flat out said, like, I don't know if you'd be on stage.
Like, he literally did the like Jane That's thing true. From Firefly, like, not my war.
But, I mean, that helped. I felt it helped for us. And, like, yeah, everyone was in their corner. There were many corners in that room, and I feel like everyone found a corner for them to be in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my coping mechanism was to fall on my knees and then belly flop on the bed and just breathing really heavily. It helped.
For me,
we're naked, so we got an interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Why did you have to go spread eagle? But whatever, we'll talk about that later.
Technical.
For me, I told Jason this when we were in person. His like high stress energy, that swaying back and forth, actually calmed me down. Like I was high stress, hot, like high strung until I saw him being high strung, and I was like, oh, okay, well,
oh yeah,
I don't have to be high strung anymore.
Jason, weren't you saying that you were angry like at that point?
I was so
yes.
I had a different energy than what I thought. I thought I'd be like nervous. Like, what? Okay. There's a video from like 4 years ago at Dragon Con where we found a stairwell to go pace in. And I think it's in the dock. And it's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, everything's going to fall apart. It's like, I was the opposite with this where I'm like, I'm fucking pissed. I just want to go. Let's fucking go. Like, let's tear shit down. Like, I'm just so tired of being anxious that like, yeah. Fuck it. Let's attack the crowd with how good we want to be.
Like good team captain mentality.
You just walked in, started flipping chairs over. Let's do this.
And let Ian place them back.
Yeah. Volunteers.
They did not get credit anywhere else, but it's Shelly and Tori, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were fucking awesome.
Yes, they were.
They were.
Yeah. Oh my god. And I can't remember the woman who did help us out with the sound. She was awesome too. Her
Ginger?
Name escapes me. It wasn't Ginger. It was.
No? Yeah, I know who you're talking just, about.
Yeah,
she was the choker.
She was trying to help us fix with the audio and like.
Oh, I think I was dealing with DragonCon TV when that was happening.
Yeah. But she was really great too. Yeah.
She was dissecting and trying to figure out exactly where that hum was coming from. Like every single nuance, it was pretty great.
I remember the moment we found out that it was that like part of it was her collar.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She was in a cat girl costume because it was DragonCon. Right. So, and at one point it was like, oh, it's the metal in your collar, and like we were pulling it to and from, like cute.
Yeah, for all the miscommunication that happened at the end, like the DragonCon staff. Was amazing and came together so well. They were super helpful and nice.
Yeah. And we got some good insight for next year about who to approach and when, and so we can, because presumably we were told it's like, yeah, do another one of these next year because that went well. So we can look forward to the stress next year. Yay!
And did you hear the theme is actually going to be bards? Now it's fine.
We should tell Rush.
We have a few questions from listeners, and then I figured we can close things out on what we want to try and get done next year and things that we want to try to improve, and then we can probably get out of here for the evening. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
All right. So all these come from our Discord, our Discord chat. We didn't get anything from Facebook or Twitter, but we'll work on that. Math Guy Dave asks, I guess I would just ask the cast if they would be excited to play these characters again if the opportunity arose. Especially Brian Jasper, do you see them as more than red shirts now?
I feel like, yes, I really liked her, and it was really fun playing her. I almost feel like she's already peaked. I'm not sure how Jasper feels, but like for me it was like, well, she's never going to be that badass again. So.
That's a good question. I like I said, said earlier, I don't think a character like Kindara could really be constant party member in something. Like I just feel like it would start to feel like grandstanding or something. He's meant to be a jerk, but after a while it's like a jerk doesn't fade into the background, in which case it just becomes annoying, and I don't want that to be the case. I think Kandara would be fun to see every once in a while as a thing, especially if he were a little bit more fleshed out. But I would actually more rather see Jason play Kandara as an NPC than me play Kandara as a character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Take him.
That could be fun.
You know, you could do the same thing with Ember, actually.
Okay.
Or you could do that with Kandara.
I was trying to steal your thunder, Jasper.
No, I'm trying to do the bard thing again. I'm sorry.
I got it.
I didn't. I totally missed it.
No, but not like, no,
mostly I want to hear your impression of me. So have at it.
I got to live with you. I don't know if that's smart.
Yeah, don't take the bait, Jason. Do not touch this.
Realistically, though, the other day I spent about 45 minutes trying to untie your shoelaces because I know it annoys you. So, like, what else worse could I do to you?
Spend 40 minutes trying to put his shoes on with shoelaces.
I feel like,
no,
yeah.
He has a thing about his shoelaces. Like,
the Velcro ones, dude.
The second that you untie them, he's just like, fine, I'm taking my shoes off because, like, he gets that mad.
I don't like my work being undone.
Fair. You tied your shoes at 7 a.m. that morning and at like 9:48 that night.
Right, but I wasn't done with them. I don't like it when they come untied by themselves. I look at it as a betrayal. I thought we were on the same side. I could
touch your glasses. I mean, if you really upset me, I could like
lick
my thumb
right in the mouth. Like right in the mouth. Just no.
David has a few peculiar tics that I learned about while living with him. Shoelaces is one.
So, I will say that I do want to catch up with these characters at least once more, because I feel like we have some stuff to wrap up. But after that, there's no pressure to play them. Obviously, like, Malchus and Aerolove.
I was going to mention.
They're coming back.
There's something that, like, we kind of hinted at with Aerolove, but, like, didn't really confront, which is, like... What the fuck? I don't know what you're talking about.
Skeletal reach around!
what are you guys talking about? Necrophile thing that's happening? Like the...
What? What? That's nothing. Don't mind that.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's the thing.
Susan?
Yes?
So. We have to catch up about something. Aerolove related.
Oh, okay. She died on the way home?
No. We'll talk.
She died of dysentery on the way home.
Died of dysentery. Aerolove was bitten by a snake.
I fell down and hurt my leg.
She drowned while fording the river.
Hanway, Jane on the Discord asks, I'd like to know what folks would do differently as preparation, especially those who played new characters. And for those returning, how was it to go back to characters who might have changed while we didn't see them?
Guys, Aerolove had 26 spells. So next time, if I'm playing her again, not saying I'm well, but if I do, I'm only prepping one spell.
Just one.
Yeah,
those are level 13 characters. Was that maybe that was a bad idea? Like in hindsight, like I'm sitting there, it's like, so we're not used to doing math off the table. So what we want to do is play characters that are almost three times the level of the ones that you're playing now. Maybe that was bad,
dude. I was so proud of my.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, I was so proud of my multi-class build, and I spent, like, every workday just mostly learning it, and just like, oh, yeah, right, I can do this, memorize that. I was just like, okay, it's going to be so much fun. And then the day of, I just see Susan's printed pages and the amount of text on it, and I just, like, I felt lost in everything. I'm like, I don't remember a thing.
Wait, I'm a monk?
What?
Dragon Con TV video, they show my setup. So I have each page, so I could see each page, and Aerolove had a lot of pages. And then I had each spell card, like, by level, like, these are all my cantrips. These are first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and I had it all, like, in a row. And I was like, well, these are the ones, these are my attack ones. These are, like, the ones that just do stuff in the background. Next time, one spell. One spell. That's all I'm prepping.
Yeah, that's smart. I also practiced the voice for hours in my car. I was like, I got a voice finally. And then first sentence that comes out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, that wasn't the voice. Okay, I'm sticking with that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought I got the voice. Yeah, I really liked the voice.
It wasn't what I practiced for. I was fine. I was happy with it, too.
Show us what you practice? Show us.
It's not canon anymore. So,
can we speak to Mr. Page?
No.
I remember I was so terrified of not, like, on my turn not knowing something that on my cheat sheet I just had, like, here are my healing spells. And I listed all the ones that heal, and then, like, here are my attacking spells, and I listed all the ones that attack, and here are my, like, buff spells, and I listed all the ones that buff. And I'm a paladin. I didn't have that many spells, and I felt overwhelmed. So I can't imagine, like, what you felt like, Susan, because, Jesus.
Wow. My cheat sheet was covered.
I remember playing Jadzia at a pretty high level, and I never felt out of my depth. But I think that's because I started her at level 1.
I was about to say, it was a subtle ramp up, though. It was a ramp up over the course of like 3 years. I had my notes that I almost lost, and I got the DM screen and tokens and everything, and I got 8 of these guys ready to go. And then I tried to set up the initiative tracker with this new app I'd never used before on the fly on my tablet. And I'm trying to get the math for everyone's initiative. And in my head, the way it was going to go was, oh, everyone roll initiative. And I'll look up into the chat and see that everyone's initiative is blah, blah. And it's like, oh, shit. There are 140 some odd people watching me, and now I got to do this really quickly. So I'm like, if you go back to it, if you could see on the video, like, I'm vamping. I'm like flop sweating, just like, who had 26? Like, I'm just trying to, like, get this ready.
The best part was, because of the way combat actually went, I was already putting away my spell cards, like, before it ever was my turn. It's like, oh, we're done.
Yeah, none of that mattered. Nothing.
So, like, we had, like, 2 practice sessions where we fought in each of them, and, like, we all spent all this time memorizing every single spell, and I think we each got 1 turn.
Yeah.
There was only 1 round of combat at the end.
I hit Jason up. I was like, I'm not sure about this character, man. Like, he's got very low HP. I don't want to die. He goes, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, it was just a fun character to play, and, like, mechanically, it did. At the end of the day, I was just happy I got to play, like, the character and not the class.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like one turn either, man. So much. I feel like a lot happened, and maybe that's just like rose tinted glasses.
Right.
You know, but yeah, like so much happened in that thing. Yeah.
I think a lot happened before the combat. Yeah, and the banter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ryan, you've been quiet.
Yeah, it was 1 round of combat ended with Ember.
Right. Ryan, you've been quiet through all this. You were kind of in the crowd recording stuff, because I'm slowly going through footage from Dragon Con. There's so much.
Yeah. I did 80 gigs all by myself.
Dude, there's a lot.
Oh, my God.
There's a ton.
I didn't take any pictures. It was just little, like, 5 to 10 second videos or time lapses. Mm-hmm. That was it.
And then Jasper uploaded, like, another 80. Something like that, 60, 70, 80, something like that. So, like, it's so much, I can't put it on my desktop because it just surpasses what I have left on my... It's like, fuck, I got to put it on this portable, like, and then slowly filter...
To be fair, 2/3 of that are all those slow motion videos of people slamming their fists into a punching bag at the GameX. So
how fucking fun was that? I just...
So much fun.
Damn it. One of those for the...
I had a lot of fun making that montage, by the way.
Did you?
It was so much fun. It took forever to make that montage, but it was so worth it. I loved making it.
We got one more here. This one is from David Deshiks. How would the cast have reacted if Abby rolled a 1? Abby was the lovely person that was called out of the audience. Who I honestly didn't recognize because she was in costume. I didn't recognize that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I didn't at all. And I felt like I felt like a dick afterwards, but it's like, well, fucking, like, I, yeah.
Look, I'm face blind, so if you put on a wig, I'm not going to recognize you. I'm straight up not. Jason's seen it with, like, actors. I'll be like, who's that? He's like, your favorite actor from this other show. Oh, dyed his hair. Didn't recognize him.
How do you think I would have changed the session if she had rolled a one?
I think I would have liked it. I don't know what would have happened, but I'm like the thing we're talking about, this session being like sillier and stuff, I think the tone wouldn't have changed, but the events would have been more, definitely more involving at the right. At the very end, at least. Yeah. But I don't think we would have become more serious or anything. I think we would still have rolled with the jokes. But definitely, I think the impression we'd all have going, like leaving the game, would have been that shit went down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I kind of get that impression already just because we did talk to the cult and all of that. But, like, I agree. I don't think that we would have gone die, like, until a character fell or something. But I also, reading the room and reading us as people, I think we would have ran long before that happened. Or at least, like, the first time there was a big hit, we would have just been like, well, fuck this, and gotten out of there as long as we had the scroll.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, Kandara can die then. Whatever. Like, Emperor's gone.
He's got a death wish. Wait. I'm sorry. I should death know this. Cord. I cannot... Wait, what?
The Paladin of Cord would have fucking run.
I thought you just said the word, hey, porn. I was like, what?
I heard Paladin of Porn.
Yeah. Paladin of Porn!
Wow, there's a new...
Armor's interesting.
There's my new character.
Imbue weapon.
They have like a penis cup. Right. Just like boob armor, they have like a contorts and you slide it right in. And
I'm gonna cast Engorge. It's at 7th level.
Enlarge self.
No.
Bigby's fist.
Right. So
is Bigby's big bees?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh. I should know this, but I think there were so many things happening at that point. I just dumped it all in my brain. But where's the scroll right now? Who's got the scroll?
That's kind of one of the big things we need to wrap up, right? Like, what? Okay, basically, what happens with that? What happened? That kind of kickstarts a chain reaction to stuff in Esterhold too. Because if you guys are bringing back half of the people that were sent, obviously that's a big knock against the Order of the Scale. It makes them look like criminals. Does that take down the rest of the Order? Does the law in Esterhold advance on them? Do they react? What happened to the dragon? All that stuff. There's a lot of things that like need to be dealt with.
That said, I believe Ember picked up the scroll.
Okay.
Yeah. In her last turn.
Yeah. After she stabbed a guy through the heart.
And no, she's going to bring him back with the scroll!
So she could kill him again.
So that there will be a character named Zaboomafu in the world.
I still think canon is the first thing you said, which was like zimimimimimim.
It's some, yeah. It's
it was a joke.
Zimimimimics, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was being a jerk off, is what it was. And it's just
how dare you foul the memory of Zaboomafu himself.
Ooh, at the listener meetup. Okay, so a few of the listeners pulled me aside and were like, Susan, if Malchus dies, you have to use a scroll on him, so all three of the Grimness siblings have had the Scroll of Resurrection used on them. Oh, I thought that would have been perfect.
That's cool. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Smart listeners.
I kind of wanted to just kill Malchus just so I could do that.
Who doesn't?
Get a number. Take a number. A lot of people ready to kill.
What was your favorite part of the con?
Butter's milk.
It's true.
We drank a lot at the con.
It was every time we got to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what we were all thinking, was like, which time was the one time but I do think it was every time that, like, the big group got together.
I didn't do anything con-related or
I didn't either. This time I didn't go to anything.
I went to the artist's booth at some point, that do the vendors a bit at the end, but the rest, I went to zero panels. I like barely went to any parties or whatever. We went to a ballroom at some point. We ended up, sitting in a corner talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a weird party.
It's all right. Yep. It was fine.
Wouldn't it be great? Yeah. So Jason and I caught one panel outside of ours.
Rick
Wouldn't
Flair!
It be great if it's like, we're all sitting here like, oh man, it was really fun just hanging out with you all. I can't choose one moment. And Jason's like, my favorite part was Ric Flair.
Yep, Ric Flair, hands down. When am I going to get to see him again? No.
I wouldn't judge you, because that was a great panel.
No, it was great, but it's, every time that like there was an option, it's like, well, we can hang out with a group or we can go do this. It's like, I want to hang out with a group. Like every time, it's like a sponge. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to get to do this for another 300 and some odd days. Yeah. I want to do this.
Yeah. That's probably the one time I locked myself in the room for 7 hours. That was also the case.
I don't think they listened to GMT, Bree. They don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Ian, you were there. James and Susan were also there.
Ryan,
you were buying dice in the background.
At the vintage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I just disappeared. I went back to I had like a panic attack and had to go back to our hotel for like 5 hours and just like chill. Next year I'm going to be medicated for a DragonCon, so I'll be fine. But like,
it's a lot of people and pressure and stuff. Like it's understandable, man. Like it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We go from working in the small office to like, and now 80,000 people go. Like just...
Yeah, I think if I had to choose like one of my favorite times, it was either the board game of us sitting there on the floor just playing, or the Sunday D&D game, because it was just us just sitting there just playing games for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Betrayal was great. I need to buy that game too.
Yeah, I love winning games, so that was good for me.
That was such a Monopoly loss for all us, man. It took hours, and we just got to the point where it's like, it's fucking midnight or one. Like, let's just, you win, I guess.
You just got a message
that we have to be up
at 6 tomorrow. Oh, yeah, they did, too. They abandoned me.
They completely did.
That
I
was
got
the
to
night.
Point where like I was kind of pulling punches, not on winning the game, but I'm like, I'm not gonna try to kill any of you because that's no fun. I'm just gonna
end the game though, Bree. That's the release us from that torment.
I would have also ended the game if I connected the flower penises together enough that
it's true.
Whatever the fuck.
People are gonna be very confused of what Betrayal at Baldur's Gate is now.
It's all flower penises. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all very clear to me from hearing this. Exactly what it is.
I wonder the person who like immediately was like, "Oh, I know the exact path you took in Betrayal of Baldur's Gate because I've played it 612 times."
Yep.
Trail of sperm going from flower to flower.
Eventually, that's what it was.
Paladin of
Horn. Yeah.
I thought for sure that was Sunday night, I believe.
Yes.
I thought for sure. Mm-hmm. I thought for sure we were done work. And it's like it's like one or something, and we had all been drinking and we're hanging out, because that's like the last time we thought we were gonna see each other. We ended up seeing each other in the vendors room the next day, and we did that Overwatch payload tour thing. That was awesome.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fun little coincidence thing.
But that was the night like we got an email from DragonCon TV. It's like, hey, we're doing a live like Good Morning America type show at 9 a.m. Can you be there to show? Can you show up an hour early? It's like, fuck. Like I did not think. I thought we were done work. I never would have liked. I think we got like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah. Oh man.
That was
so we
really
got there
cool
and they were all talking about like, man, I only got some of my coffee this morning. It's like, we didn't eat. We didn't do anything before this.
We came right here.
Yep.
Who got sick after the con, by the way?
Oh.
Mm.
I got sick during the con.
Did you?
I had so many Mutter's Milk that one night.
Oh, right, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I was not okay. I was not okay the next morning at all.
Different kind of sick.
I took care of some stuff that morning.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Dude.
Oh. Jasper? Can you tell us, like, you slept fully clothed, like, on top of your blankets?
Oh, I don't even know that I don't even remember the fact that I got to my hotel room, so I'm not even sure if I slept in the hotel room.
I slept in someone's bed.
But Ian, I owe you, I think I owe you a lot of money. Because you had a tab open, and they kept trying to close it down, and I was like, just one, just bring two. Just go ahead and bring two. Yeah. So I think I owe you next year.
The stories alone, that's what I take payment in.
Oh, but sick.
But sick, yeah. But one thing, Jasper is a cool drunk, so you'll never know that he's drunk because he's always so quiet while we're sitting there drinking. He's like, yeah, whatever, man. Like, he's just so, like, everything rolls off his back. He's not, like, a loud, crazy drunk. So, like, I had no idea you had too much.
I've been super jealous because, Jasper doesn't show how drunk he is. Oh, he looks composed.
Yeah.
I zone the fuck out and I look like I'm going to die.
Are you kidding me? You didn't zone. You did the complete opposite. You smelled a little bit of alcohol near you and you started becoming, becoming like a, I've got videos right here. Cherries. No, I'm actually going to, seriously, I'm going to find
cherries.
This. Oh my God.
When people are looking at me, yes, the cherries. But there's a picture of me that you took of me while I was drunk where no face is in the background chilling. And I look so out of it because if I'm low energy and drunk, apparently I just look like I'm about to pass out.
You looked content in that photo.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think it was
that is not what the people on the Dragon Con Facebook group or the DNR Facebook group said. They all were like, why does she look so angry? And
well, we need to post the ones where you're on the floor, because when you're peak drunk, that's the ones where it's like, chairs won't do, and you're just, you dive bomb. That's... Ian?
Mm-hmm?
Before we close things out, do you want to tell everybody of the adventure to Old Lady Gang?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I heard
sure.
This later. This was during my freak out, but I heard all about it.
Yeah.
Was
so good.
I really like when I go to a city or when I go to travel, I really like to find cool places to eat because chances are I'm never going to get to have the opportunity to go again. So when I was in Atlanta, one of the first things I do is talk to the people there or look something up. In this instance, I talked to some woman who was taking me from the airport and I was like, hey, where would you go if you wanted just if you just I just want to eat and just eat. And she was like, oh, you got to go to this place called Old Lady Gang. So I told everyone, I can't remember what day it was, but we were like, hey, we should go to this place. And instead of driving, we decided to walk because it was a 20-minute walk and a nice day. So I typed that into – I typed the address from where we were into my phone.
You notice the laughter starts coming in at 20 minutes.
Yeah. I typed it into my phone, and, it takes us around. And so we're following it, and, the path is taking us up to, on-ramp onto some freeway or something, and we're going by the stadium. It's way away from the city, and we're looping around. Then all of a sudden, we get to train tracks, and there's just and literally for miles, there's nothing but abandoned buildings. There's a government building somewhere on the corner for whatever, Water and Power Atlanta or whatever. But then, broken windows, battered tarps, abandoned buildings, no. Zero. And everyone's kind of okay, where are we going? What is this place? Can we not get murdered on the way there? And plus it's hot, we're sweating and we're walking, we're taking this crazy route, and I'm checking my phone and I'm there has got to be a better way. This is not, we could have made this destination in some other way. Yeah, so we ran through all the ghosts. Oh, at some point, some man just jumped. Some guy just comes running out from somewhere, jumps in front of everyone, and then, like, spin move, and, like, spins around them, goes running up the street to do who knows what.
Jumps off the fire hydrant.
He did the one-star version of parkour in front of everyone. Yeah.
And it reminded me of, like, the episode of The Office when they try to do parkour.
Yes!
And they're not doing it very good, but no! They're just doing it for the act of parkour. It was that.
Yeah.
Oh my
like
god.
Like, he almost tripped twice. Like, it wasn't, like, man, that guy's so cool. It's like, is that guy okay?
Yeah, and there's, in the place where we were, like, the downtown Atlanta during Dragon Con is full of people. Everyone's there. Everyone's in costume, and there's other events that are going on, so it is a crush of human beings there. We were 20 minutes away from it. There was nobody but Parkour Guy. Like, zero people.
Parkour Guy definitely lived there. That was not that was not an out-of-towner. Yeah.
We also ran into one other person. I'm not sure if anybody else saw him. We went past an abandoned precinct. Okay.
And good. Even the police were leaving. They were like, yeah. There's either nothing left or we're just abandoning it.
But I saw a guy, like, jump, like, a fence around the building just go into this abandoned building. Just like...
Yep.
You know, to do smack. Like, just...
Yeah. Everyday thing. Jump a fence, go into an abandoned building, whatever.
Blame him. There's nothing in that area else to do but go into an abandoned building.
Yeah. I feel like there's a... it's like an unspoken rule when you're in Atlanta. It's like, you can go to Dragon Con, and that's awesome. You get those 6 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go outside of the 6 blocks.
It's like visiting Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
My sister's been. She's told me. Like, it's like, don't leave the resort, though. Like, don't. It gets sad and scary.
It's not as welcoming and friendly and nerdy outside of the convention. Like, it's
every city has its problems, and they are laid bare here where we were.
That being said,
it kind of felt like that when we walked in, and it was just like, aside from a movie to where you walk in, you just hear, like, everybody drop silent, the record scratches and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh, they're clearly not one of us. It's like, they're clearly outsiders.
Yep.
And the first thing out of their mouth was, do you have a reservation?
That broke my fucking heart, because we've been walking for 48 and a half minutes and I was dying.
Through abandoned ghost town.
No, we didn't. Well, yeah, so we eventually got there. We went on this fun adventure. We saw all the sets where all the Saw movies were filmed. It was really great. We got there, and it was a cool little restaurant. Yeah, there was a woman there. She was like, hey, you got any reservations? And it was like, oh, no, did we need any? But then she was like, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, nice.
And they set us up downstairs, and we had a really good lunch. Yeah, yeah, really
pretty
good.
Darn good meal.
Oh, that salmon. Yeah. Oh, salmon.
Yeah. So old lady gang in Atlanta.
Enough
of your good food. We went to a vegan brunch, right, Xavier?
What? It was so good. Shut up.
I'm not making fun of it. It was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, are we going to get into a fight?
No. I'm just messing with you, Jasper.
Because I went there with Val 2 years ago, and we went, and it was so good. And I'm just like, I was glad a lot of you guys just joined, and it was a blast. It wasn't that far, and it wasn't that sketchy to get there. So
Val was super excited.
Yeah. The what? Who almost died?
If you didn't almost die, is it even really brunch?
it's just lunch.
That place was actually good, because we didn't get trapped by a parade that time. And it was like 2 blocks away from our hotel.
Yes, it was so easy to get to.
Dude.
Yeah, that was delicious. That was a good vegan brunch.
There were four blocks separating. It was me, Bree, Val, I think Xavier, and Jasper. And there were like four blocks separating the rest of you guys, and we might as well have been cities apart.
Yeah.
Jason and I waited outside that IHOP for like an hour and a half. Not really. It was probably more like 45 minutes before like the first person came over the bend. I believe it was. I thought it was Jasper, and it was like, they will not save our table anymore. It's been too long. We have to sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a group together. Yeah. Speaking of sketchy Atlanta, it's something we didn't talk about on the GMT at all, but Rush is planning for the next time to be bards. No, joke. Jason and I hang out in Atlanta for an extra few nights because we use frequent flyer miles to get there, and you can't do days except for fucking Wednesdays. So we go in on a Wednesday, we come out on a Wednesday, and that's kind of nice. We've never stayed in the heart of Dragon Con for those last 2 days. On top of us being really, really ill, we had to leave the hotel to get food and water, because the water in the hotel was garbage, as it would be. It's Atlanta. And that's the first time that I think we got our taste of what Atlanta is like outside of Dragon Con, in that don't make eye contact, don't look like you're lost even for a goddamn second. Like, we were approached by like four people just as we were trying to go get food at like 11:30 at night.
Oh,
it was scary. It was actively scary.
It wasn't not... I was just more annoyed that it's like, I just need to walk a block to get my food, and then I'm going to go lay in bed and sleep forever. Just let me. And it's, I always get the guy who, one, is trying to offer directions even if you know where you're going. Mm-hmm. And then they walk with you.
Yeah.
And then they walk with you, and it's like, hey, here's my life story. Anyway, can I get $28? And it's like, no. I don't have $28.
So I don't understand the thing of asking for an exact amount of money. I don't know.
Well, it makes the story sound more believable.
Right. I guess they think that it makes it sound more believable and more, like, dire.
Yeah.
But it just comes
if they have a goal, if they have a goal, then it's not just, well, give me money. It's like, oh, I'm trying to raise this exact much for this.
It's true. It makes sense, I guess. It's weird to me.
Well, you should have just gone to Hooters, because they have good seafood. They have shrimp.
They have great shrimp at Hooters.
They sure fucking do.
So, I think it's a pretty good time to wrap this up. But is there something you guys wanted? First of all, everyone's coming next year. It's non-negotiable. Now that the
oh my god,
whole cast next year, we're doing it.
We have to stay like longer just so we can hang out, since that was our favorite part. Favorite part.
Yes.
Is there something you guys are going to do different next year? Or is there something you're going to... Is there something you want to try and squeeze in next year that we didn't get a chance to do this time? Is there something you would do differently?
I think... And this is just me. Like, this is a very personal Brianna thing. Next year, I would like to go to one of the, like, midnight to 3 a.m. Asian horror panels. You guys were thinking I was going to say party. You were wrong.
Yeah,
I
want to
go watch a horror movie.
Yeah,
from,
and then it was like, oh,
Korea.
No, wait.
I'm not going to lie. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
We're just traveling with Xavier.
Yeah, I want to do more night stuff next year.
Mm.
Yeah.
More maybe night a stuff cosplay.
Maybe bring a little cosplay, a little light, not too warm cosplay.
Okay, wait.
I'm going to check my cosplay for next year if I have the time and money. I did. Jason knows what it is. And no one's going to like it, but it'll be fun for me, so.
Okay, quick.
What a great pitch.
Side note, we'll go back to your question in a second, I promise. But
sure.
I am curious, I don't know that anybody's going to do it, but if you were to go next year and cosplay, what would you go as quickly? Just go around the table.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of doing this year, and I didn't have the time to get it together, was Calden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if he's still around, I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
James Ryan and I were talking about it, going as our characters.
I was going to do it with Alex, but then he dropped out and was like, no. And then I was like, well, I could try and do it on my own, but then I just ran out of time.
So next year, that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If Calden is still around, then I will do my level best to do a cosplay next year, or at least,
Or at least have something. Alex is going next year. I told him if I have to check him in a fucking bag, like, he's going. Like, he's, he will make the trip.
I told Jason this, and I'm very certain that I'm going to do it. There's a certain holiday Christmas special from a certain very popular sci-fi franchise that stars a certain Golden Girls character who sings a beautiful song about friendship.
I know. I love Babylon 5.
But no,
I'm Farscape, right?
I would go as Bay Arthur's character from the holiday special just because I feel like it would transport well, and I love it. So
that's very good.
And when I get really drunk, I can keep singing that song every time I want another round of Muttersmoke. Which is constantly.
So we're going to get kicked out of establishments next year is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think at some point I actually said just bring three.
Yes.
you did.
Well, here's what happened. That night, Saturday, the bar was so packed it took 20 minutes to go up to the bar, get a drink, and come back. So, like, I ordered like, two drinks. Brian was nice enough to get a drink for us, and then I ended up just giving it to Bree because, like, she was sucking them down so quickly that, like, that's like, I can't keep up. So here, you know what? You just had my so she had three, I had one, which was probably a mistake.
That was my limit. I told you going in I was going to have three.
I know.
So I
and that
really,
was too much.
I did everything. I did everything in my power. It's delicious. And good, it's great tasting and great for you. Yeah, like kicks.
Nutritious, right.
Kid tested, mother approved. That's I am very much obviously looking forward to next year. I can't wait. And if you guys didn't get to go this year, then you can catch all of our stuff. Ryan is doing a wonderful series of vlogs. They're going to be posted on our YouTube page, and we'll be sharing them, and you can find that. Or you can go to patreon.com/DANDR, and I'll be posting a very clumsy version of that in a very long-winded form. Because we have hundreds of gigs of video, and that'll be in the $5 tier, so you can just gobble all that up. It'll be just like you're there.
Yay!
Hey, where can they find your DragonCon TV stuff?
What? Well, if you look up DragonCon TV on YouTube, you could find it there. DragonCon TV also has a Facebook and a Twitter. You could find it there. I don't mean to brag. Our video has more hits than a lot of the TV stars that were there, but whatever. You know, whatever.
I have it up, and it has 100 more views than Felicia Day and Jonah Ray.
I think by the transitive property, DNR is bigger than Geek and Sundry. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm so kidding.
Got a knock on wood there.
Just now.
That's when the legal notices come. Like, something happens.
If you want to fight us, just come on out and say it. We'll throw down, all of us.
Name see a time place.
Get over there.
I feel like I could take Felicia Day. And I feel like Jason, you could probably take on Mac Mercer. Did I say his name right?
Matt Mercer.
That's the one. McCree. I think of him as McCree, okay?
Why am I fighting Matt Mercer? Wait, how did this get here? Like, he wasn't even mentioned.
Oh, he's not.
She just wants to fight people.
Oh, okay.
He was with Geek and Sundry. They split now.
Yes.
Who else is on Geek and Sundry? Who played Vork? You could take the guy who played Vork.
Is Will Wheaton still there? We could fight Will Wheaton. I don't know.
Okay.
He seems nice, but
I guess I'll fight him.
But I guess we'll fight.
It's a shame I'm going to have to wreck him.
I really enjoyed your portrayal of Wesley. I know other people don't appreciate it. Like, you're on his back. Really, there's some nuances to that character that I don't think. Anyway.
Now I picture, like, all the D&D podcasts and, like, you know, vlogs and TV shows. There's, like, a Highlander situation where there can be only one and we all have to fight to the death.
Oh, it's going to make great footage.
It's going to be great.
Make sure to bring another camera next year.
I feel like it'll just be like when a bunch of comedians get together and like everyone's just in the room. No one's really friends. They're just there.
Oh, I like that you went with Dennis Leary, who gets mad when other people are funnier than them.
I just wanted to say, I'm glad you went with Highlander and not the more modern Battle Royale format for your analogy. And I commend you for it.
Thank you. I'm a child of the 80s.
The one.
Yeah.
Even more modern Hunger Games.
Running Marks? Man? Could what? Go with the Running Man?
Oh, we could have gone with Running Man. I think all three of them could have gotten out. They just sucked.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you guys so much for doing this. And just thanks for being my friend and, like, hanging out at DragonCon.
Yeah.
I like you guys.
Aw, you guys are great.
Yeah, it was a blast. And really, I still haven't recovered from it. I haven't been sick, but I haven't slept much since. And I think this, I just need to keep that momentum going till next year.
Same whole year. I'm on the same level, Xavier.
Yeah.
I haven't even unpacked yet. I'm just going to use the same thing for next year.
You don't want to lose the smell. You just, like, open it up every once in a while. The smell drives
it. Ages like fine wine.
Those are some tasty long johns.
It's one of the reality where you're wearing long johns in Atlanta in the summer.
Right. Oh, like, what the hell? Yeah.
And we didn't see it, so it was under his clothes. So he was, like, really hot.
Well... Yeah. Bye, everybody out there. Thank you so much for supporting us. Obviously, the next big project is Theriathon, and we announced this on the newsletter. Do you want to talk about it right now, real quick?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
Okay.
That's so, like, the attitude I should approach it with, right?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, like, we didn't even announce it to, like, the cast or anything yet, but, like, the next big project we're kind of setting our sights on is Theriathon. Our anniversary is April 20th every year. That's going to fall on a Saturday, so that seems to work out.
Ooh.
We want to do another Kickstarter for the setting book. We want to just go ahead with it. We'll have it written by then for the most part, and we just want to forge ahead and try to knock it out of the park. So start saving money.
Boom.
Yes. Other than that, I think we're all done, man. I don't want to keep you guys all night. It is Saturday.
True.
Thank you guys for doing this. And next week we'll be back to our normal stuff. Obviously, we've been all recovering for the rest of the month here, and we're just now recording stuff. And October will be back to our normal format.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
See ya.